The Tale of a Dream. Once upon a time, not in your time, not in my time, but in a very good time, full of mysteries and wonder, when the earth was new, in the days when animals talked like people, it all happened far beyond the edge of the world. I will tell you a story that was told to me. So here it comes. Listen carefully. Beyond the woods, beyond the seas and the hills, in a certain land, in a certain village, there lived a boy and his father. Juan and his father were not very rich, poor actually, but they shared everything, so their days were happy and peaceful. One morning, Juan woke up in his bed with a big smile on his face. He was grinning from ear to ear. His father was curious and asked, "Why are you in such a great mood this morning, Juan?" Juan said, "Oh, father, I had such a wonderful dream. I didn't want to wake up. I wish it could have gone on forever." His father was now even more curious and asked, "What happened in your dream, Juan? I haven't dreamt for a long time. I've forgotten what it's like to dream." But Juan declined, saying, "Oh, dear father, let me keep it for myself. I don't want to share my dream with you for now." This angered his father. "Are you kidding me? We share everything. Our food, our pain, our lives, everything, Juan. This is our rule. Share your dream with me now." But Juan still declined. His father said, "Tell me the dream now, or leave this house." Juan stood up very calmly. Then he walked over to the kitchen table, took a slice of bread, spread some butter and honey on it, then, with the bread in his hand, headed to the front door and walked away. As he walked, he sang a song. "I had a dream last night, it was so real. If you only believe, your dream could come true." He walked and walked night and day wherever the path led him until finally he came to a door. Juan knocked on the door. An old witch-like woman opened it.
"Who are you? Why are you here?"
And the old woman went back to staring something in a pot in the middle of the room. Answering her question, Juan told her, "I had a dream last night. My father asked me to tell him about it. When I refused, he told me to leave, so I walked wherever the path took me, and here I am." The witch opened her old, wrinkled eyes. She squealed,
"A dream? You know how many years it has been since I last had a dream. Tell me, boy, what's it like to have a dream, and what do you dream about?"
Juan said, "What will I get in return for answering your questions?" The witch got closer to him and showed two light-colored feathers to Juan. She said,
"You see these feathers? I can give them to you if you tell me the dream. They can fly you wherever you want."
Juan wanted to take the feathers.
"Let me see them first," he said.
They were two light, beautiful feathers. As Juan took the feathers, he started to wave them about. He lifted up and flew out the window. As he was flying away, the witch shouted,
But what about the dream?"
Juan said, "I'll tell you next time." And he flew away. As he flew, he sang a song. "I had a dream last night. It was so real. If you only believe, your dream could come true." He flew and flew over the seas. In the middle of the sea, he saw an island and flew down to land on it. But once he had landed, the island started to move, and Juan understood it was not an island, it was a whale. The whale rose up, looked at Juan, and asked,
"What are you doing on my hump, and who are you?"
So Juan told the whale about his dream, his father, his long trek, the witch and the feathers, and finally he said, "And that's how I ended up here." The whale was very interested in this story and said, "A dream? You know, I never dream. I sleep and all I see is just blue water and other fish. I would like to hear your dream. Please tell me your dream." Juan said, "What will I get in return for telling you my dream?" The whale took out two shiny needles and said,
"I will give you two very valuable needles. One is gold and the other is silver. The gold needle gives one health and the silver needle takes away one's health."
Juan snatched the needles from the whale and quickly put them in his pocket. Off he started to lift with the feathers again. Up, up, up. As he flew away, the whale shouted after him,
"But what about the dream?"
"I'll tell you next time," Juan shouted back, and he flew away. As he flew, he sang a song. "I had a dream last night, it was so real. If you only believe, your dream could come true." Juan flew and flew, and finally landed in a village square. As he landed, he realized the people had gathered all around him. Everyone was wearing black and they all looked so sad. They were sobbing and crying so loudly. Nobody was smiling. Curious, Juan stopped one and asked, "Hey, why is everybody here so sad?" The crying woman replied, "Oh, it's our princess. She's so sick. We waited for her to wake up, but her health is getting worse every day. That's why we are crying." Juan said, "Take me to your king right away." The crying woman told the people in the palace that Juan was a famous doctor, and they took him straight in to see the king. When Juan saw the sleeping, sick princess, he took out his needles and pricked her toe with the golden needle. The princess opened her beautiful eyes and started to cough. She was awake. The king took Juan's hands and thanked him. The king said, "Who are you? Where did you come from?" Juan smiled and started to tell him. Juan told the king about his dream, how he declined to tell his father about the dream, how his father told him to leave. Juan told him about the witch, the feathers, the whale and the needles, how he flew to this country. Listening to all of this, the king asked Juan, "But Juan, what was your dream? Can you tell me your dream?" "But my king, I just told you my dream. My father, the witch, the whale, this country, you, all of it happened in my dream. And just as I wake up from my dream, you ask me to marry your daughter. This was my dream," Juan said, and he sang his song. "I had a dream last night, it was so real. If you only believe, your dream could come true." My story ends here. Always believe and follow your dreams. Open your ears, open your eyes. I'm telling the truth, can't tell no lies. Snip, snap, snout, the tale's told out. Now the story is yours. If you wonder what happened to the villagers after all, that is another story. This story is done. Let some go, let some come.